I'm so excited to see you tonight.
First date, baby. First date, I can't wait. First date.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of First Date. With me is your host, Lauren Compton. You know my next guest from her Tiger MILF podcast. She's on tour right now. You can buy tickets to see her at summers.com. Give it up for Joy Ying Summers.
Hello. Yay. Oh, so happy to be here.
I'm so happy you're here.
I am. I always try to explore my lesbian side of me. And today is... this is it.
You look so well. You've dressed up for me. Thank you.
I try very hard. But your boobs are better than mine. Your boobs can eat my boobs. Yeah.
Your accent is better than mine.
Yeah, me so funny, honey. Look at that. Okay, this is, yeah, I mean.
So you're in town. How long are you in town for?
I'll be here until Friday morning. Get my tickets at summerscomedy.com. I had so much fun. We had a great show at Sunset. Mm-hmm. Two nights ago. It was so fun.
I had a great time.
I loved you. I loved all your cards. You inspired me to be a better person, to love myself more. Because I don't even speak English. I need to make sure I do that. That'll be it.
Well,
that'll be it for me. I think I'll be able to speak English after I have my cards.
But you speak English so well.
People hate me. They're like, your accent's fake. I'm like, my face, my tits, everything's fake. My accent is real, motherfucker.
So I'm going to ask you some dating questions.
Okay, yeah.
I've got appetizer questions. We're going to get so deep in your dating life.
I love it.
What's your love language?
Gifts. I would buy him a Mercedes. If you put me through the mattress with your dick, we're gonna go to the dealership tomorrow. I am a mom. Like, I want to deck him from head to toe. Rolex watch, shoes, whatever. And then I would buy him a car. I'm like, you can't take a Tesla to my house. My maid is gonna kill you.
Do you like receiving gifts?
I like to receive gifts, but not a lot of gifts can impress me anymore. I like quality time. Like, if a guy try to invest to spend time with me, that's how I can get my pussy wet, you know. When I was younger, I like cute things, but now I'm older, I don't like they can't just buy me a fucking jewelry from, I don't know, like $200 in the mall. They're like, oh my god, that's so nice. I'm like, that's for my dog Panda. Thank you. I don't want to be that old bitch. I just want them to spend time with me. That'll be better.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're pretty romantic.
I think I am romantic, but I can't get myself a man. Lauren, there's all the hot guys.
I don't believe you. How can you not get a man?
The guys just don't. Like, the moment I open my mouth, they're like, eh.
That's not true. You know, American men. Do you go for American men?
I mean, whoever is cute. There's cute guys. There's yellow, black, I don't know, Mexican. Like, they're cute guys. I just like them cute. I'm visual. Like, my eyes are small, but I like beautiful things. You have to be pretty for me to fuck you. You know, that's very important to me.
Would you fuck me?
I'm not gay, but I would. I don't know how to eat pussy, but I'll Google it.
Yeah, you know, I feel like there's enough men in the world that look cute that also have an Asian fetish.
I like fetish. I want them just get on their knees. Like, I want guys to listen. Like, I want them to be able to listen. But I also like alpha male.
We
also
all want guys to listen.
Yeah, they have to. You can't be a pure pussy. You have to like listen, but also like tell me, like, discipline me a little bit.
Yeah, you have to be nice as well.
Yeah, nice.
What is the significance of the Year of the Dragon?
The Year of the Dragon is all about rising to the top, building together with your team, just like building together.
Okay.
And have the ambition to take it all, to have it all.
All right. Does anything in the Year of the Dragon look good romantically?
I think romantically, in the Year of the Dragon, like, you just, while you are trying to take it all, you also have to humble yourself, like, be able to know why you are not getting what you want, and just have the confidence to be like, I was being a bitch, you know, I was not respectful, and I wanted to better myself, because building yourself to be a better person, because like I was kind of seeing this guy, not like really seeing, but I'm very aggressive, and I should not see guys who's not strong enough for me. I was gonna say weak, but that would be toxic. Don't be weak.
We're gonna get into some main course questions now.
So you were married before.
Yes.
And now you have two kids.
I don't learn from my mistakes. Just start by the one. I had a boy, you know, that was good. I can't. Yeah. Yeah. My daughter, she's okay.
What is the difference in dating from being single to dating to being divorced?
Actually, I think the older we get, the more we love ourselves. Mm-hmm. Because when I was in my 20s, I was actually hot. But I hate myself so much. I look in the mirror, I start vomiting from my nose. It was so disgusting. Now I'm older. Like I'm not perfect. I'm larger than I used to be, and I'm okay with it because it's other people's problem. Because I made a peace with this face and this body. So now I have two children, very undesirable as a single mother. You know, with two kids, my men don't want to fuck with me, but I don't care because now I go on dates. I don't expect anything. I already have two kids. You know how to marry me. I don't have to behave. I'm gonna burp. Sorry. You know, I just don't care. I farted. Yeah, so what? Because I don't want, you don't have to marry me.
Yeah.
I already have two kids. You know, you don't, I don't, I'm not, like, my clock is not clicking.
Who do you think should pay on a first date?
I think a man should pay on the first date. I think men should invest in me. Because if you pay on the first date and second date and all the dates, I'll buy you a car. Like, if you make my pussy wet, you can make all the money back. But don't be a cheap little pussy. Like, just, I can't. I don't know. Like, I'm a feminist, but at the same time, I like to take care of my man. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want to invest in your business, if it's not stupid, I'll help you.
Yeah.
Yeah, then, you know, they take the money and they find a younger person. But but I did the best I can. Like, my heart is very romantic. I just want passionate love. It's getting really hot. Let me take this off.
Yeah! Woo! How do you meet people when you go out?
I don't meet them. They don't want to talk to me. At my shows, I mean, I can't date my fans, and I'm always working. I'm a workaholic.
Uh-huh.
So I can't find men. I kind of like dig through my old friends and just be like, can I work? Can I fuck him? Like, is that going to work? I'm like, nah. I mean, you know, it's not working. Like, we never had this energy, like, for 10 years, my old friends. Like, I know they have feelings for me, but I'm like, I just can't fuck my old friend.
What about dating apps?
I was on an app called The League.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's bad. I don't work well on dating apps. People, I just ask them to come to my show. I'm like, come to my show, see if you can handle that shit. They come to my show, they pretend they are okay with it because they want to fuck me. And then they are not. Because when we're on a date, they're like, I don't appreciate you speak to me that way. I'm like, I don't appreciate you being a little pussy, you know? Like, I can't change myself. You know who I am. You were okay with it. You came to a show. You know I'm not. There's something wrong here, you know? Like, why do you pretend that is a problem again?
Yeah,
I hate when people do that. They're like, I can't believe you are not calm. I'm like, fuck off.
How do you prepare? If, like, let's say that you like someone and you see it going somewhere, mm-hmm. How do you prepare for a first date? Do you have like a lucky outfit?
If he's really hot, I may wax my pussy.
Oh my god! Ow!
Yeah, I mean,
you like pain.
Yeah, I enjoy pain. I love being tortured. I do. I love when he didn't text me back. I'll be like, he left me on red. Oh.
It's hot.
Oh my God. I just make his dick look better in my mind.
If you could have plastic surgery on any part of your body, what would it be?
I will make sure my ass is a little bit bigger, and I want to fix my belly button. It's not ugly, but after babies, they were not as good as used to be because this Japanese bitch in college told me to piercing my belly button. The enemy is always tricky, you know? I trust her, and now I know why, because now I have babies, like, the belly button doesn't look perfect. Everything else is good on my body because I hate myself. I was starving after I breastfeed my daughter. She was chubby, so I'm like, we are not eating. We are both not eating.
It was a group Margo. Activity that y'all weren't eating.
Yeah, Margo, you are chubby. I'm fat. Let's just not eat because you are 3 months old. You know, your fat can last you for another 6 months. So let's just... also, you are a girl. So if you die, it's not really my fault. So I was literally fasting during breastfeeding. So I'm Nazi. Like, I'd rather be a skinny, skunky bitch. I can be a cunt than being chubby and smile at everybody.
Yeah.
Because if I was chubby, I had to be nice. I had to smile.
But hey, fat people are usually funnier, right?
They are. Fat people, they are funny, and they actually look sexy without clothes on, if you look at them. I mean, when I say sexy, I say a woman, not men. if you have a belly, fuck off. But women,
you like a fit man?
They have to be fit, you know, because I have to look at them. Mm-hmm. But a woman, I think, like a curvy woman are sexy. I like a curvy woman is like a...
I like a dad bod.
You like a dad bod?
I like a dad body. Like
maybe
I like,
they have passion. They have they have patience, right? That but if they don't have abs, they have patience, right?
Yeah,
I think so. Patience are important now. I'm older. Maybe I should just switch into dad butt. my eyes are small. I just kind of like close it like this. I won't see it.
Do you work out a lot?
I used to when I was happy and young, before I got married. So marriage kind of ruined my life. Now I'm doing hot yoga. Now I did hot yoga 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Hot yoga is hard to do.
It's hard. I sweat, you know. But like the yoga instructor, he's so cute.
Yeah, I can't.
His name is Ben. He wears shorts. I always lay next to him and look up, you know. I think I can see his balls.
Who was your role model growing up?
My role model? I think I liked people, powerful woman who's strong and powerful. Like mm-hmm. There's a Chinese emperor. Her name is Wu Zetian. I have her tattooed on my wrist.
Wow.
So she's the only woman emperor of Chinese in China, in Tang Dynasty. She's an emperor. She wasn't a queen. She ruled China for like 60 years. And she had, her prime minister was a woman. So she's so powerful, so beautiful. She has 20 male sex slaves. And she was great. I want to be like her.
Oh my goodness.
She had to choke her daughter in order to kill the queen, because the queen was killing her babies. So she tracked the queen to her room and to watch her newborn baby princess. And then the queen left the room. She choked her daughter, used her own hand. Then she told the king, oh, the queen choked my daughter. So they killed the queen and she became the queen, and then she became the emperor.
And that's your role model.
Yeah, I love that.
When do you decide that a guy has worked hard enough to have sex with you?
See, that's where I fail in life, you know. When like they do, like they, I think,
just text you back. That's
if
enough.
A guy, if you are a guy that I do not want to date you, like I have, I will fuck you the first date because I'm done with you. The only thing I want from you is your hard dick.
Yeah,
yeah. I want your dick, and don't call me, and I'll fuck you the first date. If I want to date a guy, holy shit, I'm gonna have to pretend to trap him for 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to play for 3 months, hard to get.
Mm-hmm.
While I'm fucking other guys.
Do you like it when a guy has a good sense of humor?
I do, but because you and I, you know, we are so like, we talk, hang out with our comedian friends, people like, you know, like Mark Norman. Like, you talk to people like that when you go on a date with a guy, even though their humor is okay, but it just become blunt. Like, yeah, you're okay. Because we are just, our taste is so good now. Mm-hmm. So it's harder for me to find a guy funny, but they don't have to be funny anymore. They just have to like have a sense of humor, but
right.
Don't try harder, because that's not attractive, because we are around the funniest comedians. There's nothing you can do to be closer to, like, is that the funniest thing you ever heard? No, it's not. Shut up. Get hard. Just shut up. You know, just do what you are good at. Don't try to be funny.
That is true. I've been on dates before where the guy has tried so hard to like one up me.
Yeah, because they know you are a comedian, so they try
yeah.
so hard.
And it's so unattractive.
Exactly. They keep like confirming, was it funny? If it, I'll be laughing if
they're
it's
like,
funny.
Oh, that's funny, huh? And
no, it's
like,
not.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Try to keep confirming it. I like a guy, see a joke, it bombs, he just okay with it, rather than be like, was it good?
Yeah. It's a puss dryer.
It's
badge
the same
dryer.
Pussy dryer. It's like saying, like, did you come? No, I did not. You know when I come. I'll slap you on the face. You know when I come. Like, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop asking stupid questions. No, I did not come. That's why your father left, because you are weak.
Think of some comedy duos who get it done. Key and Peele, Faye and Poehler. What about the perfect duo when it comes to growing your business? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage?
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. I'm launching a website soon, and I'm going to have merch for the very first time, and I have Shopify helping me with all of my orders. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/date, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/date now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/date. Are you that one friend in the friend group that loves to treat yourself? It's okay. Honestly, we all do it. You know, you refuse to make coffee at home because that fancy coffee shop is right downstairs, or you opt for that one extra legroom seat on the plane because your vacation starts now. Well, if you treat yourself to the top options with everything in life, why settle when finding a doctor? It is your health after all. Enter ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book tens of thousands of top-tier doctors, all with verified patient reviews. So don't settle. Go for the best and find the right doctor for you. With ZocDoc, you've got more options than you know. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. When I first moved to Austin, I used ZocDoc to help me find my general physician. Go to ZocDoc.com/date and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/date. ZocDoc.com/date.
What is the most attractive thing to you about a man?
I think discipline, kindness. He has to work hard. Like, mm-hmm. There's something he has to be doing. He do so well that I actually admire him. I can't fuck any guy if I don't admire him.
Yeah.
I have to admire you. You have to be good at something. And a kind guy is very important. If you are not kind to other people, I just can't do it. I hate people who are rude and entitled.
Let's say that you are with a guy and you're really vibing with him. What can he do to ruin it?
Like, he just like, come here, waiter. Why are you so slow? Are you stupid or something? I'm going to stand up and walk out.
Yeah.
I'll be like, I can't believe you are cheating on me. I just had a baby, you motherfucker.
And I just leave. So you make a scene and
I'll leave. Make a scene because I have no shame. My dad is drunk. My mom left. My husband left. Like, do you think I care? I'll make you feel like death if you are rude.
Man. I feel like that should be in your bio on a dating app.
Yeah. Yeah, don't. Don't be rude.
Don't be rude.
Because I was a waiter when I was in college. You know, that was the hardest job to do is a waiter. I respect them. Even if they're shitty, I'll be nice. I'll be like, it's okay.
Yeah. I feel that. What's the best date you've ever been on?
The date was good, but I didn't like the dick. Is that?
So it was a good beginning, bad ending.
Yeah, I didn't even try to fuck him. When I saw it, I'm like, no. But the date was amazing. He flew me from LA to San Francisco. He flies his plane because he's also he flies things, and we just sat on the beach and just like enjoy the view. I had wine and read poetry, and then we went back to his hotel room and he took it off. I'm like, no, that's not for me. He's like, do you want a condom? I'm like, no, you are asking for a raincoat because this dick is not gonna fit you a condom. Like when an Asian woman tell you your dick's small, you should die because my eyes are small. If I think it's small, it is tiny. Like, you should not be asking.
How long do you date someone before you feel comfortable introducing them to your children?
Because I'm stupid. So 2 weeks later, Because my son's like, where's Uncle Dylan? I'm like, oh, he died. Because, you know, he's attached to Uncle Dylan. And then we go to Trader Joe's and he's like, Mom, that's Uncle Dylan. I'm like, no, that's not Uncle Dylan. The white people, they look alike. But that's Uncle Dylan.
Yeah. Is it like reverse, like white people all look alike?
They don't, but I want to make my son to feel that way so he doesn't feel like
Uncle Dylan abandoned him. Reincarnated.
Yeah, I mean, my son don't think that way because he's American, but my mom would think they look alike because he didn't see a lot of white people growing up.
Yeah.
There's hot white people like Brad Pitt. There's the ugly ones, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, I can see the difference.
Have you ever done the walk of shame?
Yeah.
Do you say that like you did it yesterday?
I mean, I didn't do it because it's my hotel room, but I mean, I think I'm older now, so I just leave. I fuck at his place, I'm just gonna leave before he wakes up. And I don't feel bad because I'm like, I'm older now. I like hot young guys and they want to attach to me. I'll be like, just take $10,000 and leave. You know, I'll pay your rent. Just come over on Wednesdays. You know, I just, I become older and more toxic. When I was younger, I think in college, I'm like, oh my God, you know, he's not asking me to go to brunch with him. What's wrong with me? Is something wrong with my pussy? No, my pussy was good. Now it's like, I don't care. Like, I would leave.
Yeah.
Before he wakes up.
My worst walk of shame, I remember my outfit. Unfortunately, and I never wore it again because I wasn't able to. I was wearing like this little pink dress and these black thigh high boots.
Cute.
And it was so cute. And it was, in fact, it was too cute because I ended up going home and I was so wasted that I fell asleep on my bed in the entire outfit, including my shoes. And I woke up the next day alone in my bed in my whole outfit.
This is a movie all by myself. All by myself in A Pretty Woman.
All by myself. Dude, it was so bad that I went and had breakfast in the outfit. I was like, I'm already dressed.
You have the dried crust on your legs.
Yeah. And everything. I had to own it. I was this is the only way that I'm going to cope with this experience.
I was thinking it was in college. I was wearing the Wildcats t-shirt, the Kentucky thing. And I walked across campus and I got lost. I went to the library. I sat there. I'm like, you should study, bitch. that's the only thing left.
You mentioned Kentucky a lot. Do you like Kentucky?
I went to Kentucky for college. That's what happened to me.
Oh, you went to college there.
Yeah, because I didn't know better.
Yeah, why Kentucky?
I just picked a school to get me that's the first offer I got. I need a visa so I can leave
you
my mom.
You just took whatever you got.
Yeah, whatever it takes me to leave my mom is worth it. Kentucky is better than my mom.
Yeah. What do you think makes you a great mom?
First of all, I'm not a good mom. I try to be good. I feel like I try to not bring the generational trauma to the children. I let them make mistakes. I don't scream at them because I want to present my voice for the audience on stage. They are more important. Like Winston, it's okay. You peed on the dog because... I won't scream at you because I have to present my voice for something more important, the Apollo Theater, bitch. So when Winston draws things on the wall, you know, I'll be like, Winston, it's okay. Do whatever you want. We're going to repaint the wall. My mom will be like, oh my God, the children are crazy. I said, Mom, just don't scream at them. They are children. They should do what they want. So I try to have more patience for them to make mistakes. And of course, he has to clean things after. Like he do something... on the floor, he has to clean up. I'd rather have him do a mess and clean up like a normal person than screaming, because my mom screamed at me about everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have this big fish for Chinese New Year, and they're going to murder him. So I took him and I released the fish. And my mom beat me up. Like, why do you do that? And she should just be like, oh, you know, we have to eat the fish. So go catch it in the lake. So I just feel like screaming is very bad for the children. It gives them panic attacks. Yeah. They become little pussies. So I want my son to not... become a little pussy.
Do you think that your kids are going to grow up to be more like you?
I think my son's weak. He won't. My daughter? For sure. But my son's weak, but you need the friends, because I won't have any friends when I'm older, so he'll be my friends driving around.
Yeah.
My daughter will be too good for me. She'll be like blocking my number and become a CEO of a company, which is okay. She did her better.
You're very confident in that.
Yeah, I think so. I can see. I can see her little face. Yeah, she knows that she has to work 20 times harder than my son.
Do you have any height requirement when you date?
I don't, but then I do. Like, I know it's hard to find the perfect guy. I just settle for less. And then the guys, being when they show me the weakness, I try to discipline them. Then they freak out.
What's your biggest pet peeve?
I think is when a guy is not consistent. I hate inconsistency. I like communication. I hate when people are not willing to communicate and they are inconsistent and they do not confront problems. I'm a problem solver. You know, like if you did something stupid, like for example, if we're gonna hang out on Wednesday and you just did not call, did not text, did not show up, and like 2 days later, be like, hey, do you want to have lunch? No, tell me what happened on Wednesday. Who died? Who died on Wednesday, motherfucker?
That's very valid.
Right, tell me. I cannot continue a conversation with you when you do not tell me who died on Wednesday.
Yeah.
If you do not show up, something happened. Tell me what happened. I'm okay, I will forgive you. But you can't just be like, oh, I was just busy. I'm like, how busy were you? You didn't text me, you know. Tell me. I'm okay with canceling plans, but I just need to be informed because I'm
for
very
sure.
important. I'm very busy.
That's
I have other
also
things to
respectful.
Do. Yes, I have other men to abuse.
How do you let a guy know that you're interested in him?
I'll be like, I just text him like, hey, I will be in, I don't know, being Dallas on May 15th and 16th, you know, if he's in Dallas. I'm like, he'll be like, oh, you know, do you want to have lunch? I said, yes. I just go just like tell him when I'll be.
You his, communicate.
I'm like, hey, I'll be there. I'm like, hey, do you want to be on my show? Hey, you know, if he's not funny, I'll be like, hey, do you want to have coffee?
Yeah. I mean, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
I have a tasting menu for you.
Yummy.
So the tasting menu is rapid fire questions.
Yeah.
So it's like a this or a that. And then you just say the first thing that comes to your mind.
Nice.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
What's your safe word?
Safe word.
When you're having sex.
Abortion.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Vanilla.
Hair up or down?
Down.
Wine or champagne?
Champagne.
Favorite car?
I think my first Honda, $700 Honda in Kentucky when I was there. I need that car to be grateful because I have Bentley, I have good cars, and I am ungrateful. I think that Honda I bought for $700 from my Japanese roommate's ex-boyfriend is my favorite car in my heart.
Yeah. I'll tell you a story later about a car, too. My first car was a mini truck.
Cute!
I hated it. I called it the penis mobile because it was gold. It was champagne gold. And I told my dad bought me this car when I was like 16, which I should have been grateful. But I was so ungrateful because I had two requirements. I didn't want a truck. And whatever he gave me, which I didn't care as long as it wasn't a truck, it had to be black. And on my 16th birthday, I went outside and I had a champagne gold Chevrolet mini truck. An S10, and I said, you bought me a penis mobile.
Oh my god. But like, if you look back as a 16-year-old Lauren, you'll be like, you're a hot girl, you make that truck, everybody wants to drive that truck, all the girls want that, all the guys want to get it in there, you know, like actually if you think about it,
I can't believe I took for granted the first time a guy bought me a car.
I know,
you know, I was like, oh, I can't believe you got me the car I told you not to get me. Now looking back on it, if any guy gave me any kind of car, if any guy gave me, like, feed me. Yeah. And I'm so grateful. So I wish I would have been more grateful
me
for
too.
My car.
Me too.
So I love that you're grateful for your Honda.
Yeah, I am. Hyundai is Korean.
Oh, a Hyundai.
Yeah, I mean, I would wish it's a Honda, but, you know.
Yeah,
life
Hyundai.
Is tough. Yeah.
Well, now Hyundais are getting more fancy.
I know. I wish I can get that car back. I got it for $700.
Yeah.
When I was 19.
Well, it's like a Nokia phone. You can always go get another one.
Yeah.
Do you prefer a shower or a bath?
I like a shower.
What is your favorite cocktail?
I like a dirty martini.
Yeah.
Dirty, filthy.
Oh,
so
disgusting.
Dirty. Yeah, commie in my
so
fucking
gross.
Drink.
Yeah.
I want commie in there.
It needs to be awfully gross.
Mm-hmm.
I feel you. Spearmint or peppermint?
Peppermint.
Boxers or briefs on a guy?
Boxer.
Okay. Thong or granny panties?
Granny panties.
Same. Yeah. Morning bird or night owl?
I wish I'm more morning, but night owl.
Okay. Favorite position?
I like to be on top. But if you have a nice dick, you can be on the you can be on top. But if your dick is not good, just don't try.
You'd be on bottom.
Yeah, because I may make you not get an erection anymore. So it's dangerous. Don't lie.
Do you prefer an alpha or a beta?
I like alpha in the office, you know, in bed, and beta when he talks to me.
So you need someone nice.
Nice. I need a nice guy.
Yeah.
Who has the mental capacity to handle a alpha female.
That is well said. Mixed match socks or matching?
I can't find socks, so any socks is fine. Yeah.
Oldest thing in your refrigerator?
It is cheese, because I don't eat cheese. My son eats cheese. This is 3 months old, 4 months old.
You don't like cheese?
I can't eat because I'm the Asian people who from the struggling era, and we don't have cheese. So I just don't crave cheese.
Do you prefer the East Coast or the West Coast?
I like the East Coast vibe. I like the West Coast weather.
So you like that fast-paced business life, mm-hmm. Like, let's get it.
Yes,
going.
I'm bi-coastal, actually, so I'm lucky.
Yeah.
I have a fancy apartment in New York because I have a rich brother who gave me a nice, fancy apartment. I can just go there and just like
hang out and just hang out, be a princess.
Just live and be a princess. My 2-bedroom is a big patio. I just sit there and then just think about all the money I don't have.
Do you do Botox or you accept wrinkles?
No wrinkles for me. I want baby Botox, like a Michael dosing Botox, like a tiny little baby Botox on my face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just drink virgin blood. Really.
Yeah. I'll do whatever to be young. I'll do whatever. I will do whatever. I'm serious.
Do you prefer an iPhone or an Android?
I think iPhone, because I made all of them when I was 5.
Oh my God, slave labor. You're still slave laboring.
I know. I am a workaholic.
You never quit.
I don't quit. You know, I just don't, because I'm scared of not being wanted, because I'm not being wanted.
Do you like coffee or tea?
I like coffee, but I should be liking tea more, because I'm Chinese. I should be like, I have culture. I drink tea, coffee. Ew. But I'm learning to be that.
Yeah. Know? Do you? I feel like you could have a really nice tea brand.
I can Tiger Milfy tea.
Tiger Milf tea.
And Tiger Roast coffee. Tiger Milf roast coffee. Tiger Milfy tea. That's cute.
Or we could do Zhao Ying, Ying Yang. Zhao Ying Yang.
I like that. Zhao Ying Yang tea. Zhao Ying Yang tea.
Zhao Ying Yang tea.
Yeah, Ying is for female, Yang is for male, and Ying Yang is for transgenders.
Okay, see? Everybody's, we're covering all the bases.
We are covering all of them, yeah.
With one tea.
One tea, yin yang, jiao yin yang.
What if you called it spill the tea?
Spill the tea, nice, nice.
Because we're trying to get the tea?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, that's we'll talk more about that later. I love this. I love the
that's
tea.
That's a good
thing.
Idea.
Yeah, we should do that. Favorite flowers?
I know you hate tulips, but I love tulips.
No, I love tulips. Like I just didn't want them from Mark.
Yeah, I it's my favorite flower. I love, because it looks like a beautiful vagina. Tulips, if you look in the front, it looks like a snake too. If the color is crazy.
Yeah,
I like a dangerous, beautiful and dangerous.
I flower. Like them. Tulips are seriously my favorite flower, but because when you cut them, the stem still grows.
They keep growing. Yeah, they're like us. Beautiful, but don't give up.
You could cut it at the wick, and it doesn't really matter.
No.
No,
yeah.
You just keep growing.
I'm thriving, you know, in the sun.
Yeah, I'm with you. Introvert or extrovert?
I think I was an extrovert. Then I found out, but then too many husbands left. I realized I'm actually introvert. I had 2 husbands.
That's a lot.
People say that, but you know, like breakfast and lunch and dinner. Like I still haven't had dinner yet.
Yo, okay. Third my time's
first
a
one.
Charm.
Yeah, my first one is my college sweetheart. So he was good, nice, but I was a bitch, so...
Were you a bitch to the second one too?
I think I'm not, but I probably was. I tried. I was for him. I love him.
I'm gonna guess you were.
I were. I'm me. So technically I'm being a bitch. Yeah.
But you're funny. You're a funny bitch.
I think so. I try my best I can, you know, but it didn't work out. But the children, they are cute, actually.
They are. I
have very
high
standard, but my son, his eyes are a little wonky, but we can fix it.
Wonky.
My daughter chubby, but she has a beautiful face and she has tall legs. And that is what I found from my ex. I'm like, you are bitchy, but you have long legs. I'm taking that because my daughter needs to be tall so she can be a bitch. That's what I'm doing. I'm suffering your temperament for my daughter to have legs for days so she can be a fucking cunt.
Yeah. She's gonna win.
Yeah, she has long legs. She doesn't care. She's a Gwyneth Paltrow. She's like, eat my vagina candle, bitch.
Do you like sweet or savory foods more?
I like savory. I don't like sweet because I like to abuse myself. I don't think I deserve sweetness.
Yeah, I like salty because it's so fulfilling.
Yeah.
And I can just drink like a fish after.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I'm with you on that too. Deep dish or thin crust pizza?
Deep dish.
Do you like pineapple on your pizza?
I think it's gay, but but I want to sell my yin yang tea. So yeah, sure.
I don't like pineapple on pizza.
I think pineapple should not be on pizzas.
Yeah. Karaoke or dancing?
I can't sing. I can't dance. If I get drunk, I'll do both.
Okay. Well, I will ask you my dessert question. That was really fun. Let's see. What is the most romantic thing that's ever happened to you?
Most romantic thing ever happened to me. I did not know back then, but now I know it's my first husband, Ilya, and I drove across the country from Kentucky in a little shitty Honda Fit. And we had two cats and two dogs in the car. And we drove by Salt Lake City. We had sex at Salt Lake City. And there's like mosquito attacks while we were having sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I came. And he did not come. it's not important that he did not come. And there's the sunset, and he's so handsome, and he wanted to give me the whole world. Even though he was poor, I was poor, and that was actually so romantic. Two beautiful young people driving to the future of the uncertain, and having all the animals in there, and having sex at Salt Lake. You know, it's salty. You know, there's salt in my pussy. I don't know, but but it was beautiful. I now remember it was really nice.
Yeah. That does sound really lovely.
It's lovely. Yeah, I didn't really appreciate it as I should.
Sounds like you
appreciate
it a lot.
He's the one that's got away. Yeah.
I mean, you married him.
I mean, yeah.
He didn't quite get away.
Yeah, I married him. I fucked him for 7 years, so that's...
Yeah. You got some miles out of that car.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he has beautiful blue eyes.
Yeah.
He was a blonde boy. He's Russian. He was born in Russia. He came to here when he's five, so he's technically not really Russian.
Yeah. He was Russian-ish.
He's Russian-ish, yeah.
Yeah.
He listened. That's good.
Well, thank you for coming on my show.
I mean, it take more to come. Are you going to talk to me later?
Oh, yes. That'd I'm going to talk to you for the rest of your life.
Oh, thank you.
You're never, ever leaving me now.
Oh, my God. I love you.
Where can people find you?
SummersComedy.com is all of my tour dates and shop and my merch. I have cute merch. And I am on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, everywhere. Jiaoying Summers, JiaoyingSummers. Love you guys. You are fabulous.
You have new merch out too, right?
Yes, new merch. I have the Tiger MILF hats and like Aspro hats and Me No Love You Long Time t-shirts.
I love that. Well, thank you again for coming on my
show. Thank you for having me.
I would love to have you for a second date the next time you come to Austin.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Please come to my...
Thank you so much for getting me to the barbecue restaurant fast. You are the fucking queen of Austin.
I love you.
I worship you.
We'll see you guys again. See you later.
First date, baby.
Are you really drinking a glass of milk with dinner?
First date, I can't wait.
You told your mom about me?
Just say you're ready.
Delete my number.